I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. George Bush is closing out his final weeks as president. Today he returned to West Point 6 years after delivering a pivotal speech there. In that speech, he outlined a policy of preemptive military action that's now known as the Bush Doctrine. In his address today, Mr. Bush defended that contentious policy, and he said the U.S. must stay on the offensive. The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
No matter what your political vantage point, it's deeply sobering to look back at the changes wrought by the 9/11 attacks and the U.S. response to them. In his speech today, the president recalled the warning signs that were for years treated as isolated incidents: the bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993, the bombings of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998, and the attack on the USS Cole in 2000.
And then came September the 11th, 2001. In the space of a single morning, we realized that we were facing a worldwide movement of fanatics pledged to our destruction. We saw that conditions of repression and despair on the other side of the world could bring suffering and death to our own streets.
As a result, the president went on, the United States transformed its approach to national security. Mr. Bush described some of the changes: the creation of the Department of Homeland Security, the passage of the Patriot Act, the reorganization of the country's intelligence agencies, and a new focus on stemming the flow of terrorist money. Then he laid out the controversial change in military strategy that's come to be known as the Bush Doctrine.
We resolved that we would not wait to be attacked again. And so we went on the offense against the terrorists overseas, so we never had to face them here at home. We recognized that we needed strong partners at our side, so we helped strengthen the counterterrorism capabilities of our allies. We understood, as I said here at West Point in 2002, if we wait for threats to fully materialize, we will have waited too long.
The invasion of Iraq was the direct result of that new approach, and unlike the invasion of Afghanistan, it was opposed by much of the world. But President Bush didn't acknowledge his critics today, many of whom think the Bush Doctrine has been disastrous for America's image and interests. He did, however, acknowledge big challenges ahead. Mr. Bush said one of the most important was asserting control over ungoverned spaces, a problem he said was most pronounced in the mountainous areas of Pakistan near the Afghanistan border.
Pakistani government and people understand the threat because they have been victims of terror themselves. They're working to enforce the law and fight terror in the border areas. And our government is providing strong support for these efforts. And at the same time, we have made it clear to Pakistan and to all our partners that we will do what is necessary to protect American troops and the American people.
That line seemed to be a reference to the possibility of unilateral U.S. action inside Pakistan's borders, something President-elect Barack Obama has also suggested is legitimate policy. But it is U.S. unilateralism that has most angered the rest of the world in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. And while President Bush scattered his speech with references to allies and partners today, the main thrust of his remarks still clung to the post-9/11 idea that America should stay on the offensive in order to protect itself. It's not clear how much that stance might shift with a new president. Mr. Obama has also vowed to stay on the offensive in Afghanistan, and he's chosen a relatively hawkish national security team. It's possible the new team might quietly embrace, rather than forsake, the Bush Doctrine. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.